Hello, and welcome to another episode of Nonproductive.com, or the Non-Pro Show, whichever one, we don't care. Pick whichever one you like.
Hi, I'm Nate.
I'm Al.
I live here.
Yo, it's toy Big Papa Pete.
And we're here to talk to you about MV Pride. For those of you that don't know, it is Non-Pro's competition, round-robin competition, where we are having, we are pitting icons of LGBT plus characters against each other to find out which one do we feel best represents Pride, which one do we think is the pinnacle of like,
who is your favorite?
Yeah, that
who
one.
Who do you love?
That one. Let's go with
who
that.
Who do you see and you get all hyped up? Like, I love that character. I love that character.
Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Yaka yaka, who do you trust?
Who are you cosplaying to Comic-Con this year? Better be me.
Yeah, I'm actually going to cosplay as Nate.
You should. I'm also cosplaying as Nate.
Okay.
I'm going to cosplay as Big Papa Pete and then not go.
Oh,
terrible.
Oh, but you went through all that work for that costume.
Hmm?
You put so much effort in.
I'm going to go, not to Comic-Con.
Oh.
But, like, I'll go to, I don't know, Hardee's.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Go to the
I don't know. I've never been to Hardee's, actually.
I love Hardee's. It's good.
I'm from New Jersey, so, like, we don't have Hardee's.
Don't we have, like, a Carlos Jr. somewhere?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, Hardee's exists in Pennsylvania. I Googled it, and the closest one to us right now is in Philadelphia.
All right. We're moving in. We have just finished all of our nominations. We'd like to thank all of you for bringing us all of these nominations. Great characters, all of them.
I cannot believe how many different nominations we got for characters. I have a whole list of, I don't know, what, 75, 100 characters here?
And I'm still ticked off about one of them.
Oh, yeah?
You know the one I'm talking about. And whoever nominated that one, you know who you are.
You know what you did.
And I know you think you're being funny, but you're not. So, you know, just live with that.
Yeah, whoever you are.
No, I know who you are, and you know that I know who you are.
Exactly.
But good Lord, do we have so many characters.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why don't you start us off, Nate, because one of the characters is your favorite, correct?
Yeah. We're going to start off with our before 2000s characters.
Yeah, we should do a brief recap of how this is going to work, because
yeah,
it's not... A lot of people are familiar with our March Madness brackets.
Mm-hmm. Right. But this is a little bit different. Unlike our March Madness one, instead of picking different sort of competitions every week where one character goes up against one character, you will be voting characters versus each other character. So you'll have character A versus character B, and then also character A versus C, D, et cetera, all the way down so that we can get the votes to figure out who is the absolute favorite from that that bracket. And then at the end of our competition, the winners of both brackets will go head-to-head and we'll figure out which one everyone likes the most.
Ow. My head hurts.
Fight.
I didn't really understand that. I don't understand how this is going to work exactly. But that's okay because we have registered sportsticians working on this. And they have assured us that once you click on the link at non-productive.com to take you to the voting, it will all be laid out in a perfectly clear...
It will make sense and you can score a touch pass.
Yes!
Exactly.
Sports ball!
Basically, it's a round-robin competition.
Yeah, look at how those soccer sports, the football goes.
Yes.
They do the World Cup like that.
And everybody loves round robin. Personally, I can't get enough of their bottomless steak fries.
Well, I love their 24 flavors.
And their seasoned steak fries. I'm going to add that. They're seasoned steak fries.
With the round robin seasoning.
There you go.
Yes.
Well,
and freckled
case,
lemonade. Yay!
Our number one most nominated character in the pre-2000 section is my personal favorite, Karu Nagisa from Neon Genesis Evangelion, a character from 1996 in Japan. I love him. He's great.
Did you just say Neon Genesis?
Neon Genesis.
Oh, okay. I don't know why.
Neon Genesis.
That's exactly the way I thought you said it. Neon Genesis.
Nyan.
Like it was one word.
Neon Genesis.
Like, okay, I understand that this thing doesn't make any sense, but that's like, that's
look,
beyond not making
look,
any sense.
We're already pronouncing Evangelion as Evangelion. How much worse can I get?
I don't think there's a way to mispronounce that word, if we can generously
call it a
word.
Well, it's clearly coming from Evangelical.
I No, that is
evangelical.
Not clear. That is not clear.
That's how that is a word. It's a real word.
Oh man, I totally didn't get that till just now.
Oh my god. Okay, look, we're gonna move on.
It shares a lot of the syllables.
Karu Nagisa is a great character. Karu Nagisa is my favorite. He was an iconic character of my formative years in my childhood. Karu Nagisa is gay, and he was in love with Shinji Ikari, and he only showed up for one episode, and then he died, which was sad. But he was also in the movies, and the current movies, and all of the periphery merchandise, the mangas, and the video games. Karu Nagisa is all over the place. That's my boy. I love him. Throwing my hat in the ring for that boy. Al, who do we got next?
Next is actually going to be, we're sticking with anime, as a Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Oh, I love her!
Yeah,
Utena Tenjo?
Utena Tenjo.
The giant samurai rabbit from
No, not that one. No, I mean, she could be if she wanted to. She's a magical girl from Revolutionary Girl Utena, and I'm very excited because we both have pink hair, so loving it.
Yeah, she's really cool. I mean, she, like, I wouldn't necessarily call her a magical girl in the traditional sense, as she uses a sword and kills people.
No,
yes,
she's a revolutionary girl.
She's
not
a revolutionary
girl,
but she's actually, like, directly from the magical girl genre.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's a formative piece of magical girl genre.
Yeah, it's true.
Again, okay, this is my level of anime, you know.
You ready to throw down, Pete? I'm ready to go.
No, I'm just saying, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the idea that magical girl is a genre.
Well, so. Utena Tenjo is one of the founding members of the magical girl genre. And she has a girlfriend named Anthy, and they kiss. And it's great. Next up, who do we got, Pete?
Oh, sure. Sure, you saddle me with Big Gay Al.
Well, maybe Al should have mentioned Big Gay Al.
Big Gay Al is...
not our Al, but a different Al.
Yes. I'm not going to make any jokes there. Big Gay Al is the incredibly sensitive character from South Park, who is a touchstone, I guess?
Well, I mean, really, he there are a lot of very not great characters in South Park. Big Gay Al has always sort of been a relatively good character.
He's a very positive character.
He's a very positive character. He's very popular in the community.
Yeah, it's one. If I could say anything about Big Gay Al, it's that he is 100% unashamed of who he is, and he does not care. I shouldn't even say that. He it doesn't hurt him how other people feel about him.
You know what I think my favorite episode with Big Gael was? It was in season one or two, I think, when Stan's dog runs away because Stan isn't accepting that his dog is gay.
That is the original appearance
of Big Gael.
Is that
the first one that Big Gael was in?
I can't remember which season.
Yeah,
it was one or two.
I think it was one or two.
But it's Big Gael's Big Gay Boat Ride. Yes, that's the name of the
and
episode.
And he had his zoo with all the gay animals.
It was a boat ride, not a zoo. It was a zoo on a boat. Yeah. Zoo on a boat.
You know what? You're right. I've forgotten, but that is the first appearance of Big Gael. That episode was iconic.
But I do. He's a great character.
I love him.
I love Big Gay Al.
He's great. There's a lot of characters in South Park that are super, super not great. I think Big Gay Al is an okay one. And there's a reason why people like him.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like also because this is a character who is essentially a gay stereotype, but the joke is never that he's a gay stereotype.
Well, it kind of is, but it's not.
Not
you're laughing at other people for laughing at him for being a gay stereotype.
I think overwhelmingly, Big Al has been more positive than anything else in his history. And I think that how long he's existed and how many episodes he's been in are important and good to consider when you talk about the character. Yeah.
I like that his part of the point of the character is, yes, I am a ridiculous gay stereotype. That is who I am. And I'm proud of it.
He's a flamboyant person.
Yes.
But there's nothing wrong with being flamboyant.
Yeah.
I like Big Gay Al.
Exactly.
Next.
Nate, I like this one. I like this one.
Next is going to be Birdo from Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Birdo has a long history of being... Birdo's another one. Is Birdo originally offensive in her creation? Probably. But today, I wouldn't say so, you know? In the original Super Mario book, Birdo was described as a boy that wanted to be a girl, which of course is not nice or a good thing. And in the English version, they just sort of ignored all of that. But they did bring it up in the English version, I think.
I believe it was printed into the handbook.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Not like it was a big deal.
They've all but erased that now, and she's a girl. But, you know, Birdo is an iconic piece of media from trans history. People bring her up all the time. People use her on flags and stuff. Birdo's a fun character.
And they still actually do talk about this as Birdo in, like, a GameCube game from not so many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Still continues to...
Yeah, pretty much all GameCube games are from so many years ago. I'm sorry.
What's a GameCube?
Yeah, but they still address the fact that Birdo was trans. And it's nice that at some point it sort of just got embraced instead of always being a consistent problem. And that's sort of who the character is now. And, like, it's become this kind of...
She's cute, she's pink, I love her.
Yeah, she's a trans icon now.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate her for that.
And next up, we have another one of my personal favorites. We have Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool. I love him. Deadpool is a pansexual character who's had a long history of flings with a lot of different people. Many authors have described him as pan or omnisexual, which isn't really a word.
Go ahead.
He's also been heavily implied to have been in a relationship with Cable, and he's also described multiple times that he has a crush on Spider-Man.
I would argue that Deadpool himself would not self-identify as pansexual because he has never in canon had sex with a pan.
Oh, that's true.
That anyone knows of.
That he would admit, I think.
Well, I don't know that he wouldn't admit it, but no one knows about it.
There you go.
And if nobody knows about it, it doesn't really count.
You can't prove it. It's not in court.
Well,
so.
Regenerating degenerate has sex with a piece of cookware off panel and no one sees it, did it really happen? Yes.
Yes. I love me some Deadpool, but who doesn't love Deadpool, right? What a great character.
Department H.
I'll kill them myself.
Oh, Lord.
You'll try.
Who's up next? That's Pete, right?
We reversed order.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to give the name of Lisa Simpson.
Oh, I love her.
Who doesn't love Lisa Simpson? Now,
fools.
I'm a little confused because I don't remember. I mean, I remember Lisa dating Nelson. I remember Lisa dating. Ralph. I remember her dating Milhouse, sort of.
Well, she's definitely had some flings with some boys in certain episodes, but I mean, she has been around for like 20 years now, but in some of the future episodes where we see what would those be, like alternate universe kind of futures, we see very often she's had girlfriends, even multiple at one time.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, I think I remember those episodes. Mm-hmm.
So there's been a few of them, you know? So while she's dated boys, she's also canonically dated girls, even if they weren't like canon. How can we say every single episode is canon? They've been 20 years? I doubt it.
We know that in certain potential futures, like, she does eventually date women.
I look at Lisa and I'm like, yeah, she likes girls. I know Lisa.
I think Lisa's like kind of like that weird, like, ultimate progressive kind of type who would probably just decide that there's no reason to identify in one way or the other, that would just go straight for whatever she felt was appropriate at the time.
I would go with that read on Lisa too.
Yeah,
and I think there's a lot of different reads on Lisa that can be possible because there's so many episodes and so many writers and so many different interpretations to the character. I wouldn't say any of them are specifically wrong. You know, I mean,
true.
You could interpret Lisa as bi. You could also say that maybe you could interpret Lisa as a lesbian who had just been dating men because she thought she should be. You know, you could really interpret it as whatever I think means the most to you.
Or she could fight bears.
She could also fight bears.
It is possible.
You know, there's nothing in canon saying that Lisa doesn't grow up to throw bears over cliffs.
I think the only thing we can say for certain about reading Lisa's character, the only definitive thing we can say, is that her character is written almost exclusively as a condemnation of vegetarianism.
There you go.
Oh, God. All right. Al, who have we got next?
Yeah, Al, say a real thing now.
All right.
Give me some words.
We have Tom Collins from Rent.
Oh, I remember Rent.
Oh, yeah. I like Tom.
I only saw the movie. I've never actually seen the play.
Rent is
It's a lot like the movie,
it
actually.
It is, actually.
Wow, really?
No, well, that actually needs to be said, really, because a lot of the recent musical
musical
to film adaptations are kind of strayed a long way away from the original. But the movie Rent is actually very close to the original source material.
Huh.
To the extent that I think there were only two cast members that didn't return.
Yep.
Huh. That's really cool.
From the original Broadway production.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was amazing, actually.
I really liked the Rent movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it. It was definitely like while I was right out of high school, which was a while ago. But I really enjoyed it. I liked the music. I liked the characters. I don't really remember who Tom Collins is specifically. Was he the main guy or
No,
Tom Collins was the black boyfriend of
Angel.
Angel, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know, wants to open up the restaurant in Santa Fe.
Right. He was a good character. I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him too. He was actually one of the few characters I really enjoyed from both the film and the play itself. Again, and I really liked the actor from the film as well.
Was that Taye Diggs?
No, that was not Taye Diggs. Taye Diggs was the apartment building owner.
He played
Green in Law & Order.
Okay, up next we have Jody Dallas from Soap. What soap from? The 70s, I think?
I believe we did establish that Soap was from the 70s.
Yeah, we talked about Soap in our intro episode to this competition, and you know,
we played
that amazing clip, and all I know about this character is that one clip. But all I know is that one clip put me in tears. I was dying.
This
I love Jody Dallas, and I've only seen like 2 minutes of Jody Dallas content.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I love this character, and I knew Soap before this, and I knew Billy Crystal's portrayal of this character before this as well, and I think that was just such a great representation of that character. And I feel like it's just it was at a time when it wasn't easy to be that.
Mm-hmm.
It was not that it's easy now, but it was especially not easy during the 70s to be gay. And to put that character out there and say, like, no, they're just going to admit it. This is what they are, and we're not going to...
That's a really powerful statement, especially at the time.
It was kind of amazing because it was such a groundbreaking character, but not in a very dramatic way.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the character slapped you in the face and said, look, I'm being different. It was just, this is who I am.
Yep. And I think that's definitely what we want to encourage in this competition. We want characters that aren't afraid of who they are, or at least overcome their fear of who they are to eventually embrace
those. There's a lot of
aspects.
Different ways to be really great characters, especially to be really great LGBT characters. You have characters like Big Gay Al who are huge icons in the gay community, and then you have characters that you just really, really like, you know? Like Lisa or Deadpool or Karu. Well, I don't know. Karu is also really important in the gay community. At least my gay community.
So
the Nader's community. There we go.
So that rounds out the eight finalists, right?
That's our eight finalists for our pre-2000s.
A. Yep. Quick question for everybody.
Sure.
We had a lot of characters that didn't make the cut. A lot of nominees. Was there anybody you were like really sad to see go?
Was there anyone I was really sad to see go?
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Ed Wood in Ed Wood. I'm kind of sad he didn't make it. I felt like that was a... Because we don't... like. I just feel like, man, I would have really liked just a trans character in there.
We did get Birdo, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just... But there's such an interesting history behind him. And I guess that... I don't know. It's weird. I mean,
it's also
kind of strange because it was an actual person, so it's really hard to like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm kind of sad that none of the Sailor Scouts made it in. There were a couple of them, Sailor Uranus, I think.
I'm kind of sad that most of the nominations that we got for Sailor Uranus misspelled Uranus.
Oh,
there's no I, guys. Seriously. I know it's kind of weird, but that's how it's spelled.
I'm also kind of sad that Willow from Buffy didn't get in.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't realize that was Willow from Buffy. No, when they nominated it, one person nominated Willow,
mm-hmm.
Which for shame, everyone, as a person who grew up in the 90s. Come on, Willow.
Get on the ball.
But no, they just put Willow.
You thought it was Willow Ofgood?
Willow Ofgood wasn't gay.
He could have been. You don't know.
Well, he was deep in the closet. If that's the case, he had a wife and two kids. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure there was a scene where he and Mad Mardigan went to a strip club. I could be making that up.
No, I think it was one of the deleted ones.
And Willow seemed real into that, if you know what I mean.
Another character I'm actually 100% going to say.
Go, Peck.
I'm really sad Albert Goldman didn't make it in. I love The Birdcage. That was such a great film. That was a great character portrayed by Robin Williams. And in a weird way, it's kind of the same thing as Billy Crystal's role as Jody in Soap. It's just that, man, I just felt like that was some of the first representation of homosexual characters I'd ever seen when I was younger. And that just, such a funny character, and like just that relationship that he had with his significant other, and just, whatever. I could go on about how much I love The Birdcage.
That movie was basically just a ripoff of La Cage aux Folles.
I have no idea what anyone's talking
except
about.
Minus the spousal abuse.
Actually, I have one that I was upset.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't make it. Renee Montoya.
Who's that?
Renee Montoya, if you look on my little thing, I put her down as The Question.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually she did take over the mantle of the superhero The Question.
Uh-huh.
But Renee Montoya started out as a character on Batman the Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Hispanic cop.
I barely remember, I do know her.
Like, she gradually, yep, they fleshed out the character, and it came out that she was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while she dated, I don't know if she still is, but they've rewritten DC continuity many times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she was dating Batwoman.
Wasn't they engaged?
And they were going to get married, but DC editorial put the axe on that. Whole big controversy with that.
No, jeez.
But she was actually a really good character.
That's really cool. I didn't know that.
And it was I was impressed the way they organically let it come out that she was lesbian.
That's awesome. I had no idea. Yeah.
It was one of those times when they did it right. It didn't feel forced.
It didn't feel tokenism.
Yeah, it didn't look like they were just trying to do a stunt to get to drive up sales.
Yeah.
It was like, oh yeah, this is
a real character that you actually should like and care about.
Yeah, and then you sit there and it they let it slowly develop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh yeah, that explains this and this that already happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I always liked Renee Montoya.
Yeah.
That's really great.
I agree. Montoya was a great character.
I think that's going to round out everything we've got to say on this competition this week.
Okay, so recap. Who are our eight finalists?
We've got Karu Nagisa, Utena Tenjo, Big Gay Al, Birdo, Deadpool, Lisa Simpson, Tom Collins, and Jodie Dallas. So you can go and vote on non-productive.com and tell us who is your absolute favorite character of these eight versus everyone else in this eight, you know, whole round robin-y thing. Let us know. Send us your articles if you want to tell us who your favorite was that maybe didn't make it in, or who your favorite is that did make it in. And I don't know what else to say here.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.